Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, I'm turning my spotlight onto two underrated female singers who first emerged onto the jazz scene in the late 1950s, Ethel Ennis and Lerez Alexandria. Neither singer really had her chance in the spotlight, and through no fault of her own. Each singer possessed immense talent and produced several albums filled with marvelous interpretations of the American songbook. I'll explore some of those recordings this hour, highlighting their soulful and nuanced jazz style that made them great. It's the underrated Lerez Alexandria and Ethel Ennis, coming up next on Afterglow.
Like a bell that is ringing expressly for me, and from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear that I'm falling. Why, I just know that I'm falling. It's almost like being in love. And it's almost like being in love. See this great big smile on my face? Well, it's for the whole human race. And it's almost like being in love. All the pretty, 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 pretty music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in, and it's almost like being in love. Got a smile on my face for the whole human race, and it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me, and from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Like a bell that is ringing for me, and from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. like a bell that is ringing for me. From the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Two versions of the Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe song Almost Like Being in Love, from the 1947 musical Brigadoon. Just now we heard Ethel Ennis off of her 1964 RCA album Eyes for You, and before that, Lerez Alexandria off of her 1962 Argo album Deep Roots. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring two underrated female jazz singers from the 50s and 60s, Lerez Alexandria and Ethel Ennis. And I'll start with Ennis. Ethel Ennis was born in Baltimore in 1932 and started her career as a pianist before turning her attention to singing. By age 18, she was singing professionally in Philadelphia and soon began working up and down the East Coast before landing a record deal with Jubilee Records in 1955. A label mostly known for R&B. Her one and only album for Jubilee, called Ethel Ennis Sings Lullabies for Losers, features the great Hank Jones on piano, and features Ennis crooning a number of sad ballads, most of them little remembered and rarely performed. And let's hear the title track from that album now. Here is Ethel Ennis, late in 1955, with Robert Stringer's Lullaby for Losers on Afterglow.
So you woke up too late, 'cause your heart was so great. You walked right into the trap. Now you're taking the rap. That's the lullaby for losers. So you didn't think twice of that fool's paradise until your bridges were burned. Well, now it's time that you learn. That's the lullaby for losers. What did they all say from the very start? It was a quick and easy way to get a broken heart. But you fell for that scheme, had your heart in that dream, and now you're watching it die. So have yourself a good cry. That's the lullaby for losers. From the very start, it was a quick and easy way to get a broken heart. So your romance fell through and you're lonesome and blue. Well, baby, you're not alone. Just don't weaken and foam. Just because you're all alone, that's the lullaby for losers.
Ethel Ennis with Lullaby for Losers, the title song from her 1956 album for Jubilee Records. In 1957, Ethel Ennis was signed to Capitol Records, the same label that, at the time, was the home of Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Judy Garland, and Peggy Lee. She recorded two LPs for the label, Change of Scenery in 1957 and Have You Forgotten in 1958. And let's hear a few tracks from that first LP now. On Change of Scenery, Neil Hefti was the musical director, and the album contained a collection of jazz standards and torch ballads. Here is Ethel Ennis in 1957 with the Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg song, Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, on Afterglow.
Troubles fly away, and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all just a thing called Joe. It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes to grow, he's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they know little Joe passing by. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the table bare. Then he'll kiss me and it's Christmas. Troubles fly away, and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called a joke. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the table.
To know.
just a thing called Joe. Little Joe. Ooh. Little Joe. The kiss that's vicious, with a love delicious, though it's all fictitious. Handle me with skill. Bend me to your will. Break my heart, but thrill me. Oh, set the sky aglow. Let the stars swing low and the world roll over. Thrill me do it now. Nothing lives forever. That includes the thrill of love. Oh, set the sky aglow. Let the stars swing low and the world roll over. Thrill me, do it now or never. Nothing lives forever. That includes the thrill of love.
Two songs with lyrics by Yip Harburg, sung by Ethel Ennis on her 1957 album Change of Scenery. Just now, the Harburg and Lewis Gensler song Thrill Me, and before that, the Harburg and Arlen song Happiness is a Thing Called Joe. Let's hear now a little more of an upbeat number from her second Capitol record, 1958's Have You Forgotten. This LP had arrangements by Capitol arranger Sid Feller, who had worked with Dakota Staton, Dean Martin, and more, and who would later become known for his arrangements with Ray Charles. Here is Ethel Ennis and Sid Feller with yet another Yip Harburg song. This is Then I'll Be Tired of You on Afterglow.
I'll be tired of you when stars are tired of gleaming, when I am tired of dreaming. side of you. This I know is true. When winds are tired of blowing, when grass is tired of growing, then I'll be tired of you. Beyond the years, till day is night, till wrong is right, till birds refuse to sing. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you. Refuse to sing. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of being.
Ethel Ennis in 1958 with Then I'll Be Tired of You, a Yip Harburg and Arthur Schwartz song recorded for her Capitol album Have You Forgotten. After recording this LP, Ethel Ennis took a long hiatus from recording. She spent that time singing with Benny Goodman's orchestra as they toured Europe. In the mid-1960s, she entered the studio again, and this time for RCA Records, creating several albums of jazz and pop standards. Her late career included an album for Savoy Records in the 1990s, plus a friendship with Nixon's vice president and fellow Baltimore native Spiro Agnew. She ended up singing the national anthem at Nixon's second inauguration, despite not necessarily sharing his political beliefs. Ennis passed away at age 86 in 2019. Here now is a track from one of her RCA records, the 1964 album Eyes for You, a beautiful rendition of an old Rodgers and Hart standard. Here is Ethel Ennis with Little Girl Blue on Afterglow.
When I was very young, the world was younger than I. As merry as a carousel, the circus tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring I loved so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone is the tinsel and the gold. Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? sit there and count the raindrops falling on you.
Ennis in 1964 with Rodgers and Hart's Little Girl Blue. That comes from her RCA album Eyes for You. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear from another underrated jazz singer from the late 1950s and early 1960s, the Chicago native Lerez Alexandria. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring a few underrated black female vocalists from the late 1950s this hour, and I want to turn my attention now to Lerez Alexandria. Lerez Alexandria was born in Chicago in 1929, and while she got her start singing gospel music, she soon turned to jazz, where her expressive voice truly flourished. It took her until the mid-1960s before she signed to a major label, the Impulse Jazz Label, but in the 1950s she spent some time recording for independent labels King and Argo. Her first album for the King label was not a regular studio recording, but rather a, quote, late session at an intimate club. This live record from 1957 was called Larez Sings Prez, a tribute to tenor saxophonist Lester Young. Young was still alive, but his heavy drinking meant his career was on the decline. On the record, Alexandria records a few songs that Young had performed with his former musical partner, Billie Holiday. Let's hear one of those songs now. Here is Larez Alexandria in 1957 performing a song that Billie Holiday and Lester Young made famous 20 years earlier. This is Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins' Easy Living on Afterglow.
Living for you is easy living, it's easy to live. When you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. I'll never regret the years I'm giving, they're easy to give. When you're in love, I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you, maybe I'm a fool. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Sugar, it's grand. They just can't understand that living for you is easy living. It's easy. When you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you.
Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't here. That the old devil sent
unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. The drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I've got to run. The facts are commonly clear. Just gotta find who's now number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. So drink up, all you people. Order anything you. The drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, pardon me, but I've got to run. The facts uncommonly clear. Gotta find who's now number one, and why my angel, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I
Lorez Alexandria from her 1960 album for King Records called Standards with a Slight Touch of Jazz, a.k.a. Lorez Alexandria Sings Songs That Everyone Knows. That was the Matt Dennis and Earl Brent song Angel Eyes. And before that, from her 1957 album Lorez Sings Prez, we heard Easy Living, a song made famous by Lester Prez Young and Billie Holiday in 1937. A few years after this tribute to Lester Young, in 1959, Young passed away, as did Billie Holiday. By the early 1960s, Lorez Alexandria moved from the King record label to Argo Records, another label based out of her hometown of Chicago, Illinois. For this label, she continued to record jazz standards, but also added to her style more of a bluesy swing that wasn't aggressive or heartbreaking, but rather light and lithe. Here is Lorez Alexandria in 1960 from her album Early in the Morning for Argo Records, featuring the Ramsey Lewis Trio. This is the Buddy Johnson blues song, Baby, Don't You Cry, on Afterglow.
Baby, don't you cry. You knew I'd soon discover one day by and by I'd find you love another. No matter what you say, I'm leaving right away. So baby, don't you cry. I did my best to please you, though you were so unkind. I tried so hard to leave you. The love that was sincere, you didn't really care. So baby, don't you cry. Well, remember, sweetheart, it was you and not I who said that we should part. The time has come to say goodbye, so why do you cry, sweetheart? I say, baby, baby, don't you cry, because the end is nearing, you'll be satisfied. I guess I'll keep on caring. So why should you feel blue?
Is sealing the vow that all betray, for the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall. Oh well, so goes each story softly as in an evening sunset. The light that gave you glory will take it all away.
Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, a song by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein. That was Larez Alexandria from her 1962 album Deep Roots, recorded for Argo Records. Before that, we heard the blues song Baby Don't You Cry from Alexandria's 1960 Argo album Early in the Morning. In the early 1960s, Larez Alexandria had moved out to Los Angeles, where she was signed by Creed Taylor's Impulse Jazz label. There, she made arguably her two best albums, Alexandria the Great and More of the Great, both recorded in 1964. Arranger Tutti Camerata produced the records, which featured several members of Miles Davis's former band in the rhythm section, like Wynton Kelly on piano and Paul Chambers on bass. Here's a track from that first record now. This song is one of the less well-remembered songs from the Lerner and Lowe musical My Fair Lady. Here is Lerez Alexandria in 1964 with Show Me on Afterglow.
Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't my lips longed for your touch? Don't say how much. Show me. Show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Come on, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Come on and show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't my lips longed for your touch? Don't say how much. Show me, show me. Don't talk of love through time. Make me no undying vow. Show me now. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow. Come on, baby, and show me now.
Lerez Alexandria in 1964 with Show Me, a song from the 1956 musical My Fair Lady. That comes from her album Alexandria the Great, recorded for Impulse Records. After she recorded for Impulse in the mid-1960s, Lerez Alexandria's output leveled off significantly. Over the next 25 years of her career, she recorded about as much as she had in the first 7 years of her career. She had a few recordings for some jazz specialty labels like Discovery and Muse, but few of these recordings lived up to her work for Impulse in the mid-1960s. To close off this hour, let's hear something from her final album for Impulse, 1964's More of the Great. This is Larez Alexandria with the marvelous Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke song, But Beautiful, on Afterglow.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad. But beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall, and I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all, at all. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but always beautiful, and I'm thinking if you were mine, I could never let you go. And that would be but beautiful. I know.
Dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed, in my sight through the night, I try to hide in vain underneath my counterpane. There's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. Then I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for my love. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor for my my love.
The Rodgers and Hart song, Dancing on the Ceiling. And before that, the Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke song, But Beautiful. Both of those come from the 1964 Impulse album, More of the Great, sung by the great Larez Alexandria. And thanks for tuning into this look at the stylings of Ethel Ennis and Larez Alexandria on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow. Mm-hmm.